Since 1981, Justin has been producing world-class Bordeaux-style wines from Paso Robles on the California Central Coast. As a pioneer of the region, Justin Wines helped put Paso Robles on the winemaking map. The Justin team believes the wine should be exceptional in every aspect, which is why they use boutique winemaking practices like hand harvesting and hand sorting. With a rich history of accolades, Justin is proud to produce exceptional wines and hold the title of America's number one luxury Cabernet. Whether you're a first-time wine drinker or a seasoned aficionado, Justin has the perfect wine for every occasion. Visit justinwine.com and enter promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off your order. Justin Wines also makes the perfect holiday gifts for clients, colleagues, friends, or family. Don't miss out. Visit justinwine.com and use the promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off for a limited time.
Welcome back to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer, and this is the Extraordinary Mentor edition of Office Hours. And I got three great mentors co-hosting with me, Rob Gill, David Williams, and Chad Sandergren. Thank you, gentlemen, for co-hosting this Extraordinary Mentor edition of Office Hours.
Thank you for having us.
You know, I have a motto that I live by, and it's, I want to make a lot of money so I can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. When I think of an entrepreneur, an author, a speaker, a philanthropist, I think of one of my favorites, and his name is Bob Parsons. This man, he is the epitome of what I want to become because he knows how to create an abundant life, and it hasn't been easy. And we'll find out that journey had struggles as well, as he has a new book coming out on May 7th called Fire in the Hole. Talking about those challenges, struggles that we need in our life to protect, promote, and love us to become a better self. And that's been the journey of the founder of GoDaddy, Bob Parsons, one of my favorite mentors and entrepreneurs, philanthropists. Welcome to Office Hours.
David, it's a pleasure to be here, brother. Good to see you once again. And you know, when I grow up, I want to be just like you.
Well, from knowing you, you got a while till you grow up, and that's why I love you. You'll never grow up knowing you. You have so much fun in everything you do, and that's what I want to start is that, you know, it took a while to figure out how to have fun in your life. You were very successful, but you had a lot of challenges, especially in mindset, from all the struggles and challenges of being of service to your country and to being of service to yourself. What was the great transformation in your life where you started actually, with all the successes and struggles, to have fun?
Well, you know, it would be in 2017, and the event was I read a book written by a dear friend of mine now, Michael Pollan, called How to Change Your Mind. And the book is a treatise on psychedelics. And it's a complete history, what we know, they've been used for millennia, what they're used for, what they can do, that they're remarkably toxic, and on and on and on. And at that time, I had, you know, gotten around to figuring out that I was, having a really hard life because of PTSD that I picked up from, you know, my early life. You know, I grew up tough like so many of us did. And then the war in Vietnam. And it was just life was getting harder and harder and harder. I had a flash temper. I buried myself in my work. You know, we have other veterans treat themselves with drugs or narcotics or worse yet, take their lives. Well, I buried myself in my work. And you know, when I was alone, you know, a lot of depression, tears, and, you know, I started crying more and more. And when I read David's book, when I read Michael's book, you know, it was illuminating for me. So I went and talked to my wife. I said, I'd like to try psychedelics, see if I can break the shackles of PTSD. And, she had me hooked up with two guides in a couple of weeks, and Later, I met them in Hawaii, I was treated with four different types of psychedelics. I mean, three different types of psychedelics over 4 days, and it was life changing for me. When I was finished, she was the first one to notice. She said, "You know, you're completely different." I mean, I felt totally relaxed. I felt happier. I felt more carefree. Depression was gone. People that I worked with couldn't believe it was me. You know, I mean, a lot of people have been with me for 20 years, 15 years. My assistant has been with me 22 years this summer. And I mean, we went through a long, hard road. But anyhow, that was the big change. That was the thing that changed me. David, it had been for me 49 years since the war when I was treated with psychedelics, and I finally came home.
Mr. Parsons, Rob Gill here from Bayonne, New Jersey. The question I was going to ask you, you just answered it, but if you could go back to a younger version of yourself, what would you say to that person as you were burying yourself at work?
You know, it's interesting because I went to in my I guess the late 40s or mid 40s. I went to a inner child workshop, and I wrote the younger version of myself a letter, and then I was the younger version of myself, and I wrote back, and that letter is the preface to my new book, Fire in the Hole. And basically what I told my younger self is, I know what you're going through. I am sad that you're dealing with it. And, you know, hang in there, buddy. You know the right thing to do. And, you know, keep dreaming and thinking about being in a better place and time, because more than anything, that will be what saves you.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you here today. And your story at GoDaddy is nothing short of amazing and just incredibly inspirational. My question for you is, there's so many founders that are out there. They build a good company and they have ambitions to take that good to great and then eventually to extraordinary. What you did with GoDaddy was nothing short of extraordinary. So what advice do you have out there in terms of the critical factors that contributed from you taking GoDaddy from good to great and then eventually to extraordinary?
You mean what advice do I have? Well, you know, the one thing I did, and I would suggest every entrepreneur does, is spend most of your time, if not all of your time, looking forward. Spend a little time looking back. I mean, you know, what happened in the past is of no significance today, other than you're looking about trends to find out where, you know, maybe you can make some changes for the better. But other than that, you know, looking back serves nothing. You know, I had people used to say to me, you know, aren't you proud of what you accomplished? I said, you know what, check with me after I'm cremated. I'll tell you how I did.
Since 1981, Justin has been producing world-class Bordeaux-style wines from Paso Robles on the California Central Coast. As a pioneer of the region, Justin Wines helped put Paso Robles on the winemaking map. The Justin team believes the wine should be exceptional in every aspect, which is why they use boutique winemaking practices like hand harvesting and hand sorting. With a rich history of accolades, Justin is proud to produce exceptional wines and hold the title of America's number one luxury Cabernet. Whether you're a first-time wine drinker or a seasoned aficionado, Justin has the perfect wine for every occasion. Visit justinwine.com and enter promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off your order. Justin Wines also makes the perfect holiday gifts for clients, colleagues, friends, or family. Don't miss out. Visit justinwine.com and use the promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off for a limited time.
Bob, great to meet you, fellow Baltimore guy. And I got to tell you, I was doing some research, and it said somewhere, and somebody probably screwed this up somewhere, said you're starting to take a liking to the Raiders, which I hope that's not true, because you know you're from Baltimore, which means you have to represent Ravens and Orioles through and through. So let's, before I ask you my question, is there any truth to that heinous, horrible rumor that you've switched to a Raiders fan?
Raider Nation, baby.
Oh, Bob.
Now, I am still first and foremost a Raiders fan. I mean, a Ravens fan.
All right.
Ravens are my team, brother. And I mean, I'm a Baltimore boy through and through. And they, if the Raiders play the Ravens, I'm rooting for the Ravens.
All right.
But, other than that, you know, they're my two favorite teams.
That's awesome. So I live in Baltimore.
Oh, wait a minute. I have three favorite teams. My third favorite team is whoever plays Pittsburgh.
Fantastic. All right. You're allowed back in the circle now. All right. So I got a question for you. So going back to growing up in East Baltimore, coming from the streets of Baltimore, what's the biggest lesson you learned growing up on the streets of Baltimore that helped you create GoDaddy and have all the success you had in Baltimore? What was those things in those tough streets of Baltimore to help you achieve what you've achieved at GoDaddy and throughout all of your business?
Well, I'd say always keep your eyes open for opportunities when they arise. Yeah. I mean, when I grew up, if I wanted anything, I mean, I had to get it for myself. I mean, my mother and father were pretty much compulsive gamblers, and they always stayed in debt and perpetually broke. So I couldn't count on them for that. And so that's what I learned. I mean, you know, one of the best things that I learned, at least one of the most interesting thing, is I used to serve the News American on a Sunday morning, or all week. I had a News American paper route. And I went down to the white coffee pot down a corner from me, which was next to the Monumental Motor Tours bus terminal. And I noticed these people would come in, they would get a coffee, they would get a paper, and then off they went. And the only papers for sale there were in those two machines. So what I would do, and you know, it was the honor system, put a quarter in, you take a paper out. So I got down there before they did, and I put a quarter in each, took every paper out of both, and set them on a side and sold them for 50 cents a dollar, whatever I could get. And people would say to me, well, you know, papers are 25 cents. I go, they're 25 cents over there, but they have none. Here, 50 cents or a dollar. And I'd usually sell them all. And then I would pay for every paper I sold. And if I didn't sell them all, I'd still pay for every paper I sold and replace the papers I didn't sell. And so, as far as the paper company's concerned, you know, they didn't know. I mean, place just needed a middleman.
Yeah.
And so that's what I did. And I never told any of my buddies that I was doing this because they would screw it up for sure. And so, that just was my gig, and I did it. You know, usually make $5, $6, $7, $8, and.
That's awesome.
You know, make for a good start Sunday morning.
All right, one last question. Orioles this year, World Series?
He's honest.
You know, they got new ownership. They got some great ball players. And I'd say, you know what? They got a shot.
All right, I like it. I like it.
Well, you and your name speak for itself. Part of Bill Gates Foundation as well, giving half of all that wealth back into charity, just like Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation, inspiring billionaires to give back to the world to make an impact. Bob Parsons, I'm so glad that you've healed, that you're open-minded, open-hearted, and open-handed. And it does still take hard work to be successful. Everything he touches turns to the better, not necessarily gold, but to the better. And I can't wait to read on May 7th, Fire in the Hole, and get those takeaways. I will finish by telling you that I still repeat what the greatest lesson Bob Parsons has taught me, which is if you learn to love what you do, if you can learn to love what other people don't like or you don't like or love or other people don't love, and you do it every single day, and you learn to love it and never quit, life will tell you all its secrets. And I'm so glad you're sharing those secrets with all of us, Bob Parsons. Thank you so much. Please promise me you'll come back whenever I do a show, because you are an extraordinary human being who I love dearly, and I follow you and I learn from you and I share your brilliance with anyone that will listen to me. Thank you, Bob Parsons, for joining us on Office Hours.